Rob Hakala with the morning team. Thank you so much for being with us on a Wednesday. Well, as promised, we have author Dave Crew on the line with us. He's going to talk about his new novel, Inseparable. This is based on the June 1962 escape by three inmates from Alcatraz.
I may have found a way out of here.
Yeah, there's Clint Eastwood as Frank Morris from the 1979 film Escape from Alcatraz. But what, if not like real life, where we don't know the fates, we find out where these inmates end up, and they make it across the water. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for having me on this morning to talk about the book. Yeah, that's a great movie for a couple of reasons. One is it's pretty darn accurate as to how they planned and executed their escape. And also because so many people have seen the movie, whether in the theater back then or on cable TV, that so many people, or at least have a basic understanding that, yeah, that thing really happened. Those men constructed a raft inside Alcatraz prison and managed to make it off the island. And that's the point, kind of where my novel begins. It's a fiction. It's a lot of speculation about what might have happened, or what I say could have happened, to two of the escapees who made it all the way to Sausalito in that raft.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about Alcatraz. San Francisco was the cruelest trick ever played on the prisoners of Alcatraz Island. You were there with your family. You stood on that island. I have yet to go there, but that's what I imagine. You must stand there and you say, what would it have been like to have been in prison here?
And thank you, Rob. And that's exactly where the idea for the book came from. It is the number one paid tourist attraction in San Francisco, and for good reason. The National Park Service, they put on one hell of a show. They really immerse you with sound, with these headphones, and you hear the sound of gates clanging shut. You hear interviews with inmates and with guards. And at one point, they take you into the exercise yard, where scenes from that Clint Eastwood movie were filmed, and they told us how on certain night the sound of San Francisco, traffic and music and women laughing, would permeate the cells of these inmates. And it was while standing in that exercise yard looking out over San Francisco Bay, there's the Golden Gate Bridge in the distance, and I'm thinking about those inmates, hearing those sounds, and boom, that's where the first line of the novel came from. And the action, you know, ensues after, as I say, after they actually escape, which they did. I mean, we don't know what really happened to them. I could argue on both sides of the case. Some people say they survived. Just the other day, the U.S. Marshals Service produced drawings alleging to show what the men might look like, because they'd all be in their 90s now. And then I could argue that they couldn't possibly have made it. And there's a few little clues that were seen floating in the bay in the days and weeks after the escape.
Wow. It's an incredible story, as you talk about, Dave. The part that we know is obviously the, at least getting into the water, all of that worked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. And you think about, first of all, A, the desperation, B, the audaciousness of it, and C, the how bloody clever the whole thing was to build the raft from raincoats, to figure out that they couldn't carry a fully inflated raft down to the beach. So how do you inflate the raft once you get to the beach? Well, we believe it was Frank Morris who figured out how to modify a concertina, that's a squeeze box, to blow up the raft once they got to the beach. They built paddles with scrap wood. They even built themselves life vests. And again, at the end of the movie, you see them going off into the night. And as I say, that's kind of where my novel picks up.
Wow. Okay, so tell us about your story, Dave. Inseparable, this is the part that, well, could have could have happened. Tell us about what happens when they're out in the water and where they end up.
Well, so I obviously don't want to give away too much. The basic plot of Inseparable is that two of the men, the Anglin brothers, John and Clarence, are found barely alive on a small beach just south of Sausalito by a 13-year-old boy. And for reasons that are explained in the book, he decides to help them. Sausalito itself is, I'd say it's a character in the book. It plays heavily into why the boy does what he does. Sausalito is a fascinating town. It's where the U.S. government built a shipyard to build LSVs and Liberty ships and tankers during the war. They recruited women from all over the country to come to Sausalito to learn how to weld, and many of them became top-notch welders. In fact, there was a lot of resentment amongst the male, older male welders, because these women came in and just crushed it.
Wow.
One of the women I spoke to, who was actually one of those welders, was a very creative woman. She became a sculptor after the war, and she made a living creating these sculptures from scrap metal using her welding skills. And so I basically took her life and made her the mother of that 13-year-old boy, kind of helping to explain his independence and bringing in, because I usually write histories, mm-hmm. bringing in the actual history of this area. And there's so much more about Sausalito and the creative people who lived on the houseboats on the water, and it all adds to the impetus for this 13-year-old to go off and do something this audacious himself.
Wow. All right. Well, here we are in the month of June. We're going back to June 1962. What was it like? What was Sausalito like? And this 13-year-old boy who decides to help these criminals. I imagine he probably doesn't tell mom about it, but I guess we'll find out. Read the book in Shepherd.
Yeah, well, the cool thing about Sausalito is, if I tell you, that's the dock of the bay on which the song Otis Redding wrote "Sitting on the Dock of the Bay." Actor Sterling Hayden was a resident part time in Sausalito, and he loved that waterfront area. He was a great yachtsman, a sailor himself. When we talk about Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and the bohemian nature of the people who lived in those houseboats, sculptors and artists and painters and writers and poets, it was a fascinating so close to San Francisco. We think about San Francisco and Haight-Ashbury in the late 60s, but it really all started in Sausalito, and then eventually in the 60s migrated across the river, because in Sausalito, developers saw the opportunity to make a lot of money taking the houseboats, and that began a whole other era of that town, which of course takes place after the time of the escape. But it lends character, as I say, softly to become the character in the novel for that and many other reasons.
Wow. All right. Well, we invite you to pick up the new book. It is called Inseparable. David mm-hmm. Crewe with us in Alcatraz Escape Adventure. And this novel is based on the June 1962 escape by three inmates from Alcatraz. The book is out now, Dave, and people can also find out more. You've got a website, right?
Yes, it is InseparableAlcatrazNovel.com. It's all one word, InseparableAlcatrazNovel.com. The book is available on Amazon in print and ebook formats. And Rob, I thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about my new book.
Absolutely. Dave, it's been an honor to have you on. That's Dave Crewe, author of Inseparable.